Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Terry Morn began their postseason basketball action last night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall with a convincing 74-50 victory over UT Martin. The Indiana Hoosiers, playing in the WNIT for the second year in a row, are looking to take their adventures one step further than last year's quarterfinals. They hope to make it to the Final Four and to go on to win the WNIT. They'll need to keep up the great effort that they put together last night on the home floor as freshman Jalen Penn led the way with 25 points. That's a career high from the Louisville native. She knocked down 8 of 12 from the floor, hit 6 of 7 from the free throw line, and she also buried 3 out of 5 three-pointers. Anytime Indiana basketball, we start off a report on the women's side without mentioning Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill. That's good news for the Hoosiers. That means those two seniors didn't have to carry the weight. And if you're looking ahead to win this tournament, you need to win 5 more games. It was nice to see those kids be able to get some time off the court last night. Buss did score 14 points, but she only played 36 minutes. I know that sounds funny, but get this. She was averaging over 40 minutes a game because of overtime earlier this year. Buss wasn't completely out of the storyline last night, as her first bucket gave her 654 points for the season. That is the new single-season scoring record for Indiana women's basketball. Amanda Cahill played 37 minutes. She also had 14 points. Indiana, on cruise control in the second half, held UT Martin to 7 points in the third quarter and just 7 points in the fourth quarter. That's how you rack out a 24-point home win. And the Hoosiers will do it again in front of their home crowd. Coming up at 2 o'clock on Sunday, they will face University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in second-round action. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Ray Luz are ranked 9th in the country. They're at the NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships in Columbus, Ohio. And last night, the Hoosier relay team in the 400 medley of Allie Rocket, Lily King, Christine Jensen, and Kennedy Goss. They finished 2nd, doing so in Big Ten and Indiana school record time. It's the best finish in the event in the program's history. And there's more to come from Lily King. Her breaststroke leg was the fastest time in history at 56.02, and she'll have more events coming up, including that 100 breaststroke. The Hoosiers will also have preliminary action in the 100 butterfly, 200 free, 100 back, 200 medley relay, and the 3-meter dive. King did rack up honorable mention All-American in the 200 individual medley relay. The NCAA Wrestling Championships are also in Ohio, but they're over in Cleveland. As Hoosiers advancing in the consolation bracket, Dwayne Goldman's pair of Elijah Oliver and Cole Weaver move on. Oliver won his consolation match over Barlow McGee from Missouri 8-1. He moves on in the 125 division. Cole Weaver, he's wrestling at 141. And he beat Colton Schilling of Cal Poly 7-6. It was Weaver's first ever postseason qualification and his first ever win at the NCAA Championships. Oliver picks up his 2nd win, but first since 2016. Best of luck to Dwayne Goldman's pair. They'll find some familiar faces in today's competition, taking on wrestlers from Northwestern and Wisconsin. NCAA men's basketball all day and all night on the airwaves today, tonight, and tomorrow, brought to you by Westwood One. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.